99.1 The One and Town & Country Foods are highlighting strong families and individuals, strong businesses and organizations, strong churches and ministries. And this is Community Strong with Sean Marie.
Do you have a sincere love for children? Maybe you're a Sunday school teacher or a volunteer in your church's children's ministry. How can you share the good news of salvation to children and raise up our young people to serve the Lord? Well, to help us answer these questions is Dave Howe, and he is from Child Evangelism Fellowship, and he's joining me today for Community Strong. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Sean Marie.
Thank you for braving the cold weather to get here.
Definitely cold out there.
Stay warm, folks. Keep listening to 99.1. For those who may not be familiar with Child Evangelism Fellowship, or CEF, what is your ministry about?
Our ministry is about evangelizing and discipling children and helping churches be able to do what God's called them to do. So we come alongside churches and help them minister to children. And we've been doing that for over 80 years now.
And the majority of your ministry happens in the summer with what you call high-octane VBS programs.
That is a big part of what we do, yes. We use teenagers to put on these five-day clubs and minister to churches throughout the summer, helping them reach out in their community to children and their families.
But before that, you are going to be hosting a seminar to really work with our local churches on how to have a vibrant children's ministry and move beyond where we're just watching the children during church.
Yeah, that's another big part of our ministry, is that we do want to share our 80 years of experience with churches ministering to children. So we want to come alongside churches, and that's why we're offering this training to help them understand how to share the gospel, how to encourage children to grow in the Lord and even share the gospel themselves.
That our children are actually disciples of Christ while they're young. Why is it so important to get that salvation message into the hearts and lives of our children?
Well, one, my biggest reason is I believe Jesus encourages us to do that in Matthew 18:3. He says, "Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of God." And so in Sean Marie, my rocket science mind, if we have to be childlike to be saved, then probably children can be saved.
Mm-hmm. And,
so I think that God's actually, his perfect plan is for people to come to know him as Savior at an early age and then live their whole life serving him. To me, that is just a tremendous testimony that God can give us. But yet it takes work to not only share the gospel with them correctly, but also then to train them and encourage them to mm-hmm. live that life after salvation.
And the statistics prove it.
Well, statistics show us that about 75% to 80% of those that receive Jesus as their Savior do so before their 14th birthday. Mm-hmm. Another one that goes along with that is that most people understand that today, most people form their worldview by the time they turn 13 years old.
Wow.
So we need to put a strong emphasis on reaching our children early.
And plant those seeds for salvation and to see them come to fruition even while they're children. And then when they're young people, I think that's the other beauty of your ministry, is it's not just presenting the gospel to children, but it's then raising up these young people and teenagers to disciple and to witness, to become young evangelists for Jesus.
Absolutely. And, you know, it starts with salvation at an early age, but at some point they've got to make faith their own and they've got to step out and start serving the Lord. And there are statistics that show that 90% of those that stay in the faith after leaving home is because they did ministry as a teenager. And
wow.
So that's pretty cool when you begin to think about how important it is to really focus on kids and teenagers.
And you're going to be putting on a special training program, a seminar.
Well, it'll be March 30th at Fellowship Baptist in Bozeman, and it'll be from 9 to 4. We're even going to provide lunch for that. There'll be a $10 registration. That's mainly to cover lunch and just the cost of materials we'll be giving out. But we would, like anyone that's a pastor, children's church workers, Sunday school teachers, Awana workers, VBS workers, you know, even moms and dads, this would be a great mm-hmm. place to come to learn how to share the gospel clearly to children so they understand it, and then also avoid some of the pitfalls of being able to share the gospel with children.
Okay. And that is going to be happening on Saturday, March 30th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Fellowship Baptist Church in Bozeman. That's at 516 East Bryant Street, Suite C. The cost is $10, but that's really to cover the cost of lunch and training materials. And to get more information on this, you can visit the CEF cefofmontana.com. That's cefofmontana.com. Dave, thank you for coming in and sharing about Child Evangelism Fellowship. So
it's my privilege, and we hope to see several people there.
All right. And thank you for listening to 99.1. We're going to get into Encouraging Middays and meet some of our Christian artists with Doug Hanna. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Community Strong with Sean Marie, brought to you by our friends at Town & Country Foods. You can listen to past Community Strong interviews on our website, kcmmtheone.org.